The Brandenburg Concertos are possibly the most popular of Bach's works. Yet the Margrave of Brandenburg, for whom they were written, never thanked Bach for them, and possibly never even heard them performed. Bach had met the Margrave while on a mission to Berlin in 1719 to buy a new harpsichord for the court of Curtin, where he was working. He played for the Margrave, who then asked Bach for a score to add to his extensive music library. 2 years later, Bach sent the Margrave a set of 6 concertos, a reworking of short works and concertos which he'd been writing while at Curtin. The score was handwritten by Bach, and it begins with a long, decidedly obsequious dedication written in French. In this, Bach hopes the Margrave will not judge the imperfections of his work by the severity of his own fine and delicate taste. What becomes evident from this preface is that Bach was hoping for a job from the Margrave. I have nothing more at heart than to be able to be employed in some opportunities more worthy of him and of his service. The score went into the Margrave's library, and there it stayed, on a shelf, never being heard or performed. There's no record of the Margrave ever thanking Bach. He never paid him for the works, and he certainly didn't offer him a job. When the Margrave died, his scores were sold as a job lot. The concertos only resurfaced in 1849 in the archives of Brandenburg. They were published and for the first time received the name the Brandenburg Concertos. The original score still exists, but it was very nearly destroyed in the Second World War. A Berlin librarian was on a train trying to get the score to safety when the train underwent aerial bombardment. The librarian managed to get off the train and fled into the forest with the score under his coat. Back to the Margrave. To be fair on him, one of the reasons that he may not have had these concertos performed is that he simply did not have the instrumental resources. Bach was fortunate in Curtin. He had some highly skilled musicians to work with. There certainly must have been a brilliant trumpeter to take on the demands of the second Brandenburg Concerto. The third movement of this second Brandenburg Concerto is played here by the English Concert under Trevor Pinnock. Thank you. was the third movement of Bach's second Brandenburg Concerto, played by the English Concert under Trevor Pinnock. To hear this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.